the sun is shining and all of my favorite plant friends are popping up right now. Speaking of plants, what are you growing this year? Do you know? Do you know what kind of medicine will be in your garden? Or are you still trying to figure it out? Totally okay if you're still trying to figure it out. We're all growing and learning on this journey, right? But if you want some help, I do have a family medicine garden guide. It's basically 10 essential herbs that I feel like every mom needs to know and grow in their yard. I give you some growing tips and ways that you can use it as medicine, and it's totally free. So if you want that, I'm going to pop a link in the show notes here for you to grab it and get your hands digging in the dirt and growing incredible medicine for you and your family. Hello, and welcome to The Herbalist Path, a podcast where you'll discover how to make your own herbal remedies at home so that you can take better care of yourself, better care of your family, and better care of our planet. I'm Mel. I'm a clinical herbalist, environmental educator, and mountain living mama with this crazy passion for teaching more mamas and their little loves how to use plants as medicine in a safe, effective, and tasty way so that there can be an herbalist in every home again. It's an absolute honor to have you on the journey down the herbalist path with me so that together, we can make herbalism. Hashtag spread like wildflowers. If you have kids, then you know what it's like when cuts and scrapes and bug bites and bee stings and all those little things can happen. It can create mass panic and pandemonium. But thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help in these first aid situations. And that's what this episode is all about. So if you love these kinds of things, be sure to subscribe to my channel and check out the rest of the show. Welcome back to another episode on The Herbalist Path. Today, we are going to talk about one of my absolute favorite herbal subjects, herbs for first aid, especially with our little kiddos as we head into the summertime season and there's more opportunity for all those ouchies and bug bites and bee stings and all the little things that can happen to our kiddos during summer break, if you know what I mean. And this topic is so near and dear to my heart because honestly, it's where I got my start in the world of herbalism. Some of my students have heard this story before, but if you haven't, I was once a backpacking guide and wilderness therapist way back in the early 2000s and late 1900s, and I got paid to walk to incredibly beautiful places because I was just really passionate about connecting people with the power of nature and that incredible feeling of awe that only I can get through experiencing nature. But when I was out there and these people were paying me all this money to walk them to these epic places, what I found was that they had backpacks and first aid kits packed full of toxic, nasty crap that was not only bad for their bodies, but more importantly to my heart and soul, it was bad for our planet and our environment. And it really chapped my hide. So at that point, I had this dream like, heck yeah, I am going to get this natural first aid kit and I'm going to put it in all the backpackers and camping gear of all the people that love to get outside, right? Actually, I did end up having that happen. I did get an herbal first aid kit into REI and my herbal teas, which was super, super cool. But my point of this story is that that is what inspired me along this herbalism journey. I started buying tons of books and I just really dove as deep as I possibly could. I started taking all kinds of online classes and in-person classes, learning what plants grew around me and how I could use them as medicine, when I could harvest them, how to identify them, of course, because that's really, really important in this game, and how to make the best herbal medicines out of these plants. And it really just blew my mind. I'm still taking herbal classes to this day, over 20 years later. I love learning about this stuff just as much as I love teaching about this stuff. So in this episode, I want to share with you three of the absolute must-have herbs that should be in your first aid kit if you are going anywhere outdoors with your kids. These are herbs that are often very easy to grow and or find, and they have some incredible benefits for first aid, right? Which is what we're looking for. I've saved my family, I'm sure, huge ER bills and things like that by knowing these plants and knowing how and when to use them and being lucky enough to spot around me where they are so that I can, you know they're there in the event of an emergency or some kind of scenario. So anyways, that's kind of my prelude into the beginning of the world of herbalism. So when I talk on this subject, I get really, really excited. In fact, today I actually taught an herbal first aid intensive inside of my Apothecary Mama program. And we went on in this class for over an hour and a half. It was jam-packed full of all kinds of information. Of course, I'm not going to make you listen to this podcast for an hour and a half. So let's start with one of my absolute favorite herbs that I think everybody needs to get to know. And I think this because it's one of the more sustainable plants out there. In fact, it's commonly known as a weed. Most people try and kill it or get it out of their garden because they think it's so pesky. And even with so many people trying so hard to remove it from their gardens and get rid of it, this plant continues to thrive and continues to say, hey, pick me. I'm here for you. I'm medicine. I can help you. I can help your family. I can heal you, right? Those are the kind of plants that we're looking for. And it grows in sidewalk cracks. It grows on the side of the road. It conveniently grows at the park and the playground almost everywhere. And it's plantain. There's quite a few different varieties of plantain. I really like to talk a lot about Plantago Major. I also love Plantago Lanceolata because it's got these beautiful, long, lance-shaped leaves that end up being really, really cool band-aids for your littles. It's a great way to introduce them to the plant medicine and help them get that nature connection and that recognition that nature is indeed here to heal us, which is so beautiful and so empowering. In fact, plantain is one of the first herbs my daughter got to know. I remember a particular day, she was about three, we were at the park with her friends and one of her friends fell down and got an ouchie. And her adorable little three-year-old waddling self waddled over to a plantain plant, picked a leaf, and walked it over to her friend and said, here, this is for you, as if to say, I'm going to heal you. Now, I will say the plantain in the park is probably not 100% the best if you're going to make it for long-term medicine. It can help in very short duration, but more often than not, city parks and places like that do spray pesticides and herbicides around the park, and there's probably quite a few dogs that might, you know, relieve themselves all over the park. So keep those things in mind, but it's still in the event of a bee sting or a cut or something like that, you might want to still use plantain. And you can just grab the leaf and you can mash it up with a rock. You can, if you're not worried about dog pee and pesticides and things, you can chew it up and make what's called a spit poultice with it. And it is specific for the inflammation and to relieve itchiness from bug bites. It's got this incredible ability to draw out venom and infection and all kinds of really, really cool things. I have used it to draw out splinters from my friend's thumb. He was this really rough and tough carpenter dude, and we had him over at our house one fall to build us a new chicken coop, or maybe it was the chicken run or something. He was building us something, and he was using wood to build it, and he got this gnarly splinter, and we were cooking him dinner to thank him and just to hang out. And we invited him inside and he's like, I got this splinter and I can't get it out, rough and tough mountain dude. And I'm like, oh, I've got something for you. And I run upstairs and I had some plantain tincture that I had made earlier that year. And I took some on a cotton ball and And I put it on his thumb and I wrapped it with a Band-Aid just so he wouldn't have to hold it, right? Super duper easy. And meanwhile, he's kind of looking at me like, okay, Mel, you crazy hippie freak, like, this is really gonna work? And I'm like, no, it's gonna work. I know it is. And we hang out more, we chat, we're waiting for dinner to get done. And 15 or 10, maybe 20, who knows how many minutes, not many minutes at all later, I look at him, I'm like, hey, how's that thumb? How's that splinter? And he takes the Band-Aid off, and off comes this long, like, quarter inch splinter sitting on the cotton ball where all that plantain tincture was. Wow, that's amazing. And he just kind of looked at me like, oh my God, your hippy dippy natural stuff totally works. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. I love this time of year. It's spring, the sun is shining, and all of our beautiful plant friends are popping up. It's amazing. Unless, of course, you're one of the millions of people who suffer from seasonal allergies. You know, the itchy, watery eyes, the sneezing and wheezing that's straight miserable. Thankfully, there are some amazing herbs that can help you with all of that. Just like the herbs inside of Kick-Ass Allergy from Wish Garden Herbs, one of my absolute favorite herbal companies out there. Kick-Ass Allergy, yes, I said ask without the K at the end. Anyways, this formula has yerba santa, nettles, echinacea for that immune support, and orange peels, all which come together to help dry up those excessive mucosal secretions. Yep, I'm talking about the sniffles and the stuffy nose, the watery eyes, and all that jazz. This blend also acts as a great expectorant and can help ease the swelling and inflammation in those mucosal tissues. It is a top go-to for seasonal allergies. And get this, they combine all those beautiful herbs with glycerin, so it actually tastes pretty darn good. Or should I say, it tastes kick-ass, without the K at the end. Anyways, if allergy season is miserable for you and you want a natural remedy that actually works for those itchy eyes and being all sneezy and wheezy, you have got to check out Wish Garden Herbs Kick-Ass Allergy. And for those of you with the little kiddos, no sweat, they've got a kick-it allergy too. And you pregnant mamas? You don't have to suffer either. They've got a kick-ass allergy formula just for you. So head over to wishgardenherbs.com or check out the link in the show notes and go grab yourself some kick-ass allergy so you can enjoy spring again. Mind blown. You know what I mean? Such a cool, cool plant. It's also a great plant for respiratory infections. It can be really cooling and soothing. If you get burnt on the campfire or a camp stove, maybe it's 4th of July and the sparklers got a little too close to somebody, plantain is totally your friend in that situation. And you can infuse it in an herbal oil as well, or make it into a salve. I like to use an herbal oil with an infusion of like almond oil or something nice and light, and use that for sunburn skincare because it'll help heal and repair those damaged skin cells. I could talk for years and years and years. In fact, I do talk for years and years and years about the amazing benefits to plantain and Plantago Major. And again, it is something that you absolutely should have in your first aid kit so that you can be ready for bug bites. You can be ready for bee stings. Be ready for bee stings. Too many bees? Never. And, you know, the burns, all the things, really. It was one of the ingredients, the main ingredients in my essential salve when I ran my product line. And that was one of the things that did get into REI. So it is amazing. Don't leave home without it. Actually, you can totally leave home without it because, again, it grows all over the place, right? Amazing stuff. So another plant that I want to talk about is one that you can grow in your garden readily. It may overtake your garden, so do be mindful of that. But it's so incredibly amazing for a couple of reasons. First, I'll tell you what the plant is. It's comfrey, or some Phytum officinale is what I like to use. And it is a wonderful, wonderful plant. It's loaded with this medicinal constituent called allantoin. And allantoin has the ability to regenerate skin cells. So yes, I use it on my own facial care on the regular. And it's going to help heal and repair damaged cut tissue for those cuts and scrapes and things like that. The other reason that comfrey is an absolute must have in your medicinal first aid kit is because it's amazing for sprains and strains and broken bones. So I live on Mount Hood in Oregon, and I live in a pretty touristy area. Most people love to hike and ski and mountain bike and get out and do all the cool adventure sport things, right? And it's a touristy area, so most people work in the restaurant service industry or in a ski resort, and we rely on our whole bodies to serve and help people. And when I had my herbal apothecary open, and even before then, I cannot tell you how many times people came to me and said, "Oh my gosh, Mel, I sprained my ankle doing some really cool thing." Sometimes they weren't doing a cool thing at all. "And doctor told me I'm out of work for 6 weeks." And when you work in the restaurant industry, being out of work for 6 weeks is devastating because you don't have other money coming in. You rely on those tips and things, right? So I'm like, okay, well, here is some comfrey. And I would give it to them in an infused oil. Sometimes I would say, "I have fresh comfrey for you. So just wrap this around your wounded area as a poultice." And without fail, if those people did what I asked them to do, within the next 2 weeks, they were back at work, crushing it, coming to me going, "Holy cow, what did you give me?" Telling me their doctor's minds are blown because doc said they were out for 6 weeks. Yet here they are, cruising along, back at work as if nothing happened. And that is thanks to comfrey. It is so amazing. And this is something I like to use externally. Comfrey, there's a lot of debate in the world out there of herbalists as far as internal consumption goes, because it is really, really nutrient dense. It's also got these things called pyrazinoline alkaloids, which are liver toxic. So that being said, if you or somebody you love has liver health issues, maybe fatty liver disease, suffering from alcoholism or something like that, I don't recommend comfrey internally. I do absolutely recommend it as a poultice or in oil form. It is mind-blowingly amazing. It's also got the fantastic ability to heal and repair broken bones. So good. And here's the issue here. Number one, you don't want to use the comfrey until that bone has been set by the doctor, right? Or it may cause that bone to grow back in places and ways that you don't want, which is going to cause pain and inflammation for the rest of your life. And nobody wants that, right? So then we got the problem of like, okay, doc set the bone and now we got a cast. How do we get that comfrey on? Sometimes you just have to wait until the cast is removed, but it will speed that healing process because you still got a lot of bone regrowth once that cast is removed. So super duper powerful herb. Sometimes I would add other herbs like cayenne or arnica or ginger and other things that can really help to speed the healing process. We dove so deep in that today with the Apothecary Mama class. It was awesome. Yeah, comfrey is the jam. Make sure you have some around and readily available for your first aid kit. And if you're growing it in the garden, it's pretty nice because it makes a wonderful compost tea if you want to, you know, nourish your plants in all kinds of great and organic ways and have your garden thrive in the most beautiful ways. So plantain and comfrey, two must-haves. Another herb that I absolutely love and covers so many avenues that are really important in first aid. Well, actually, before I get to that, I do want to backtrack a moment because I forgot to mention the importance of teaching this stuff to your children and why it's so important to teach it to them, because they will feel so empowered. They will get that nature connection. They will understand that Mother Nature is here to heal them. And the hope is that then they become people that want to grow up and care for the land and give back to the earth and do better than we have been doing for the past 150 years. Plus, it's a sense of self-reliance and independence that they obtain. And in that, you do want to make sure that your children learn to identify these plants and really know without a doubt 100% that that is the plant that they are trying to harvest. So upping the botany skills in game can be really great to do with your kiddos, and just making sure that if there are any potential toxic lookalikes or anything along those lines, that you are fully aware of what those plants are and how to decide which one is toxic and which one is not. These things are so darn important. Okay, that being said, I want to talk about this next plant because it has saved so many trips to the ER for my family, for my friends, and it is purely magic. It's something that also grows really easily in your garden, and it's amazing to find out in the wild as well. And it's called yarrow or Achillea millefolium. And the story behind the Latin name here is Achillea was after Achilles, who was said to have been dipped in a bath of yarrow tea by the ankle, and that's why he was so invincible. And then millefolium is a key to how to identify this plant. So if you look at the yarrow leaves, they are long and they have many, 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 many leaflets coming off of them, almost as if they are a feather. And millefolium means thousand leaves. So this one long leaf has many, 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 many leaflets coming up off of it. And that's how you can know, well, one of the ways that you can identify yarrow. One of the ways I definitely identify yarrow. And when I get to a campground or any place, I've always got my eyes peeled for yarrow, for plantain, for all of the herbs that I know have amazing healing properties right when I need them. And I can speak of or think about one specific time I was on a camp out with my best friend and her partner and our kids. And it was super fun. We were at a lake. It was more of a primitive campground. We all had our canoes and kayaks and everything was super grand. And right away I got there and I'm like, oh, there's yarrow. There's plantain. There's all my plant friends. And I love knowing they're here. And we go about having a blast. And her partner is cutting up vegetables. I think it was garlic or broccoli for our dinner. And he sliced his thumb open big time. He had a really sharp knife. I was kind of jealous of the sharpness of his knife, but he sliced his thumb open and was bleeding really bad. And I instantly was like, oh, cool. 50 feet away from us right now is a big old patch of yarrow. And I went over and I grabbed the leaf of yarrow and I mashed it up and made a little poultice. I made a spit poultice with it as well, because we're in a pretty rural area. I knew that nobody's going to waste their time spending and money. Honestly, the government's not going to spend the money to spray this particular area. But I had him take that yarrow and hold his thumb up high, and the bleeding stopped within minutes. It was pretty cool. The other great benefit to yarrow is the fact that it is also not only a styptic, but it's antimicrobial. So when you do get cuts and scrapes and things along those lines, that's a prime area for bacteria and other pathogens to get into the body. And that's how we get infected, right? They're like, oh my gosh, look, it's an opening in the skin. Let's go in there and gobble up whatever it is we want to gobble up. But the antimicrobial properties that are in yarrow help to fight off all the bacteria that might try and get into that cut and make it all nasty and infected. So that is truly brilliant, right? And it's what's called a vulnerary herb. So it is a wound healer, and it will do a lot of work to speed the healing and repair of those cuts and scrapes. So like yarrow is the jam to have in a first aid salve, in your oils, or whatever it is that you really want. And while knowing these plants is incredibly empowering, and yes, I've saved my family thousands maybe of dollars from ER visits and trips to the hospital because I know how to use these plants as medicine, which is epic, right? What a great gift. And that being said, it's also very, very important to understand when the plants aren't going to do the job and when it's going to be best to go ahead and go to the hospital or to go to the ER. And these plants can actually be a great holdover for those kinds of scenarios. Like maybe it is a bad sprain or a bad break. Great. Get some comfrey around there and get your booty to the ER. Or maybe it is a really major cut and it's like a bad mountain biking accident and somebody has busted open their femoral artery, which could be really dangerous. So you lose a lot of blood that way. But if you had yarrow nearby and you knew it and you're out in the wild, you can pack that wound with the yarrow and then get the booty on down to the ER. Okay. So plants are amazing. They truly are. They can work wonders. You can learn to use them and avoid so many trips to the doctors, right? But doctors and Western medicine can be also amazing and incredibly life-saving. So just be wise, be really smart with it, and make sure you get outside this summer and have yourself tons and tons of fun. So I hope that this episode was really helpful for you. We covered three of my absolute must-have herbs for your natural first aid kits, and they were plantain or plantago major or plantago lanceolata, comfrey, Symphytum officinale, yarrow, Achillea millifolium, and the importance of making sure you're having fun, you understand what plant is what, and you've got solid ID. Empower your children with this knowledge. Spread it from generation to generation. Make this knowledge spread like wildflowers. And if this was helpful for you, I'd love to hear about it from you. Please shoot me a message, write it in the comments on the YouTube video, reach out to me on TikTok or Instagram at The Herbalist Path. I love to hear from you guys, and I am so honored that you are still listening now. Thank you so much. Have a brilliant summer and a brilliant day. Bye. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode of The Herbalist Path. Being on this journey with you is absolutely incredible. If you dig this episode, please leave me a review on your favorite podcast player and share it with your friends so that together we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. On another note, I must mention that while I know you're getting some good info here, it's important to remember that this podcast is purely for entertainment and educational purposes and is not intended to be a substitute for medical treatment. While the information in this podcast is absolutely relevant, herbs work differently for each person and each condition. That's why I recommend you work with a qualified practitioner, whether that be another herbalist, a naturopath, or your doctor. So thank you again. I am truly honored that you're tuning into these episodes and on the path with me to make sure that there's an herbalist in every home again. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends so that we can make herbalism hashtag spread like wildflowers. I wanted to take a quick pause to show some love and gratitude to our sponsors of the Herbalist Path podcast, who make this show possible for me and possible for you too. So here it goes. Medicinal mushrooms are all the rage these days, if you didn't know already. And With great reason, because they are powerful medicine that can improve your health and your life in so many different ways when they're well made. Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of stuff on the market that isn't going to be so effective. And that's why you need to find a brand that you can actually trust. For me, that brand is Whole Sun Wellness. And this is the creation of a brilliant woman and fellow mama, Jamie Bonfiglio. She's an international mushroom educator that has been working in the medicinal mushroom industry for years. And this is when she saw firsthand how many other companies take shortcuts when it comes to their products. And Jamie wasn't having it. She set out to build her company the right way. Whole Sun Wellness is here to raise the industry standards so those crap mushrooms on the market aren't getting into your body or your family's body. Whole Sun Wellness is the first company to test and report nutritional facts for all of their extracts. They go beyond industry standards every step of the way, from sourcing to extraction and final testing. And as the owners of the largest medicinal mushroom farm in the United States, Whole Sun Wellness is taking control of their supply chain for the highest quality and absolute full transparency. They're even the first company to include pure mycelium extract in every single product. So when you're thinking of getting medicinal mushrooms for you and your family, Whole Sun Wellness is exactly the ones you want. Also, be sure to check out their new Mycolites. These are the world's first dissolvable electrolyte tablets. They're featuring functional mushroom extracts that'll give you more energy, more stamina, and recovery as well. And who couldn't use all of that? The other thing is, they are these adorable little mushroom-shaped tablets, and they come in like a little Altoids box, but way cooler than Altoids, because they're Mycolites. Anyways, head to wholesunwellness.com to grab yourself some Mycolites and all of the other functional medicinal mushrooms that you and your family need. And of course, you can grab that link right here in the show notes now.